Republicans on the House Appropriations Committee sliced more than $500 million, all but $14 million of which would have come from the federal government, out of the proposed budget for the state health agency. Governor Kelly had earmarked the money for expanding Medicaid to an additional 130,000 low-income Kansans. Republicans say with the governor's expansion bill bottled up in committee and going nowhere, it didn't make sense to keep those dollars in the budget. That reasoning only makes sense, says Denise Sisman, if the plan is to never vote on the issue.
Stripping the money out, it's another barrier to having that debate on the floor, which is very unfortunate.
Sisman oversees a network of clinics that serve low-income and uninsured Kansans. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean in Topeka.